Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Radim Zahorna was the man last night, scoring a beautiful goal, making a great pass to our friend Erod for another goal. I mean, this guy is unusual, Ron. He's a guy they plucked out of the Czech League last year. Jim Rutherford did, and his scouts. Just about a year ago, by the way, it was last April that they did this, and he impressed people in training camp. I remember talking to a couple of people who thought that he might be on the fourth line to begin the season. He's an older player, obviously, since he's played professional hockey in the Czech Republic, and who knows? He could be a late bloomer here. It's just unusual, highly unusual, to see a 6'6 center is really his natural position, although he played wing last night. To see a 6'6, 220-pound forward with that kind of burst and those kinds of hands, it's an odd sighting. But, man, was he good, and he also drew a penalty and almost had another goal, similar to the first one from the other side of the ice last night. He set up Dumoulin on a great play the other night for a goal. They may have something here, something very unexpected. Then again, he could be out of the lineup when the next guy returns. It could be either or, but it was quite a sighting, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I heard him after the game saying, you know, this guy, we noticed him from training camp on, and you know, they had, when they're healthy, they had a pretty deep roster. I get why he didn't make the team out of camp, but you know, Sullivan said, we noticed him, we like him. He said the same things you said. You just don't see that combination of size and adeptness. I mean, you know, the ability to make plays and the fluid nature for someone that big, you just don't see it. So, you know, maybe they have found something, like you said. You know, I think we'll know a lot more Tuesday morning or Monday night after the trade deadline passes. We still don't know when some of these guys are coming back. But, again, he hasn't done anything to lose his spot in the lineup, and hopefully he'll be there for a while.
It's pretty clear that guys are auditioning in a big way here for the brain trust before the trade deadline, for roles in the bottom six, you know, depending on injuries, or maybe just on that fourth line. You saw Lafferty drop the gloves last night, and you saw Letang compliment him for that after the game. You saw Jankowski score again, an empty netter, yes, but I think he has 5 points in the last four games. And you saw Zahorna. I mean, this is good for the Penguins to have this kind of depth. Erod has certainly cemented himself a spot, I would think. The question would be where? If they ever get healthy, and I know that's a gigantic if, you could be looking at a fourth line of either McCann or Zucker. With who? Erod and Freddie Gaudreau, who was perfect, almost perfect on draws last night, because it seems like all the other spots would be taken on the top three lines. You know, if we're going with Tana, Vastin, Reese, and Bluger on the third line, there's not many spots left.
What a great problem to have, huh? That's one of those wonderful situations. You'd rather have too many players than not enough players. So good for them. It's going to be interesting to see what Sullivan and his staff do when all these guys come back. You mentioned Lafferty's fight last night. Boy, Airy just raved about that. That, you know, the teammates appreciate that when a guy who normally isn't a fighter, you know, stands up for his teammates, whatever he was doing, doesn't back down from the other guy. I'm not a big fighting guy, believe me. I'm not. But I think Harry made a good point when he said that scores so many points with your teammates when you do that. And, man, I think we saw that last night with him, Joe.
No doubt.
He held his own. I mean, he didn't get, you know, he didn't exactly win it. He didn't exactly get beat up either. He held his own. But the fact that he was willing to do it, you know the teammates really appreciate that.
For sure. It almost doesn't matter. You know, the famous example is Max Talbot. It doesn't matter if you get beat up or you beat the other guy up. Just the fact that you did it is what the teammates love. So they have a lot of guys, apparently, you know, some of them, small sample sizes here with some of them. But do they have the right guys? Do they have the right guys up front? And what about the odd situation of having McCann and Zucker, where it clearly would be one guy on Geno's left and one guy where? On the fourth line?
Yeah, that's
would,
a good,
would Zucker
good.
Be a trade candidate? Do they have the right pieces? That's what I would ask you. Or do you think they need something? Do you think they need something up front?
I still think they're looking for that. You know, Hexie said it the other day. I don't know who. I guess he did a conference call or talked to a bunch of people that, you know, we still would like to find that bruising, tough guy forward up front. But he also acknowledged that everybody else in the world is looking for that same player. So I still think they have to do something. I think they probably will. I'm not looking for it to be a major type of deal. But I would think that there's going to be some sort of deal between now and Monday afternoon, and that's what I would look for. Is that going to be enough? Would that put them over the top? You know, and I also think, and I don't know who it was, I guess it was Paul Steigerwald telling us the other day, that the team knows, has a pretty good idea when these guys are going to get back. We don't know. We don't know when Malkin is coming back. We don't know when Kapanen is coming back. But the team has a pretty good idea, even if they won't share with us. So I think a lot depends on what their inside info tells them about what they're going to do. But if you ask me if I think they're going to make a trade, I do. Do I think it's going to be minor? Yes.
So a big physical forward is what Hextall's on the record as saying they want. That would be somebody like a Ryan Getzlaf when you look at people who are actually available. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's what they'll go after. I mean, no matter the sport, people are famous for sort of putting out, you know,
a little deception.
Screens.
A little deception.
Yeah, it could be somebody else that they wind up getting. I mean, I keep saying Nick Foligno. I think Steigy said that the other day, too. How good would he look to have that kind of shift disturber, Ron, in this lineup? He'd be awesome in a Penguins uniform. And then on defense... On defense is where I think they actually have a need more than up front. And I think, again, that that's a left-handed, rugged defenseman who could deal with all the rugged forwards you're going to see around the East, from Boston, from Washington, from the Islanders, less so now that Anders Lee is gone. But to me, that would be my number one need, is I want, forget about a big physical forward, I want a big physical defenseman. Who plays on the left side for the playoffs. That would be atop my wish list. And, you know, there are a couple of guys out there. Zadorov, we talked about from the Blackhawks. People have talked about him and the Penguins in the past. I mean, he's a guy who plays that kind of game. And then there's Jamie Oleksiak, 6'7". We know about him. At times, he's more of a finesse guy, but he also has physicality to his game. He had a really good playoff for them last year in Dallas. He could be available here. I would think that
I can still,
if I were to bet, that's the top of my list.
Yeah, I think that's a fair thing. I can still see Oleksiak chasing Tom Wilson all over the ice, you know, wanting to fight him in the playoffs that year, and Wilson running, and then the next year Wilson kind of ambushed him, if you remember, you know, jumped on him when he really wasn't expecting it. You know, he talked about scoring points with your teammates. I know Oleksiak did. That's what prompted Jim Rutherford really basically to come out and just rip, you know, Wilson for being a chicken, basically. I wouldn't mind having him come back. I thought he was very serviceable. Again, I don't know who's going to be available, what they'd have to give up. The problem is they don't have a lot to give up. You know, I guess Zucker probably would be their prime piece, Joe. I can't think of
Pettersson.
Anybody else. What is he going to bring you, though? I don't know. Got a fairly big contract and, you know, not a
rental defenseman, I would say. An older, more veteran defenseman who would be
maybe,
a rental.
Maybe. You know, I just don't know what he's going to bring for you. But I think I would have to think that Zucker could bring you something back, right? I mean, he's been a pretty good player for a long time in the league.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you need this gigantic luring package just to get sort of a role player in here, which is what a, you know, a bigger defenseman back there would be. He would probably be second, third pair type of guy on the, again, on the left side. And I don't think you would have to. I mean, you also have Ricola. Maybe some people around the league think more of him than the Penguins coaches do. Jim Rutherford certainly had a high opinion of him. Who knows what kind of package you could put together to get a guy in here. But I have a feeling that that is what's going to happen on Monday, that they're going to bring in a defenseman. Do you think they have a need back there? I think that's their biggest need. I think to deal in, to get out of this division with the kind of forwards you're going to have to deal with, I think that's a must. That's been a recurring issue for the Penguins over the course of this season, is what's happening right in front of their goaltender.
I would agree with that. You know, my opinion changes almost daily, though. I thought their defensive effort last night was spectacular. They just shut down a very good, very powerful, very explosive a New York team. And then the two games before, I'm thinking these guys look like they've never played the game. So I guess it changes a little bit. But overall, I would have to agree with you. That would probably be what I would consider their biggest need as well. And if they can find them, we'll see. You know, we'll see. In Hexy, I have faith. You know, I'm going to give them every opportunity to do,
you do?
It here. Yeah, I do. I think he's been pretty good, you know, judging talent. And you know, I guess the, more of a draft guy evaluator than maybe a player trade guy. But I have faith in him. I'm going to give him a shot, sure.
Who's actually pulling the trigger here, him or Brian Burke?
Well, I think he is, but I think Berkey has final say over it. So, you know, I'm sure the way my understanding of it is that Hexy goes to Berkey with an idea, and if Berkey likes it, they go for it. I don't think from what I'm hearing that Berkey's out on the phone, you know, striking up the deals. I think that the general manager's job. But I think, you know, that Berkey said it on one of our shows that if there's something I don't like, I would say we're not going to do it. So he definitely has the last say, I would think.
Coming up, let's talk Pirates. Let's talk home opener. If you were there, we'd love to hear from you about your experience at PNC Park. First time in a long, long time that fans were in the building. And let's also talk about where they're headed here. What exactly is going on with the Pirates? 412-928-9370.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.